Radio Prague International, the external service of Czech Radio. News.
Visegrad leaders have expressed satisfaction with their new European Commission portfolios in Prague. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has said he sees no reason to retract the country's recognition of independent Kosovo. And President Zeman has dismissed claims that he had voiced support for Ruthenian independence. At a summit of the Visegrad Group states in Prague, the prime ministers of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary praised the outcome of negotiations on the setup of the new European Commission, saying the V4 had been given important portfolios and would have a strong voice in the European Union. The Prague summit was also attended by representatives from the Western Balkan states, the aim of the joint meeting being to strengthen cooperation between the two regions. The Visegrad Group states approved a joint declaration stating support for the European Union's expansion to the Balkans. Kosovo cancelled participation at the summit in reaction to President Miloš Zeman's statement in Belgrade that he would try to persuade Czech top officials to retract the country's recognition of an independent Kosovo. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said at a press briefing after the talks that he saw no reason to change the Czech Republic's position on Kosovo, although he was open to debating the matter with the president. President Miloš Zeman has dismissed claims that during a meeting with representatives of Ukraine's Ruthenian community in Prague last week, he had supported their demand for independence. Mr. Zeman said such claims made by some Ruthenian activists were utter nonsense and that he had merely expressed the view that decentralization might help alleviate tension in the Transcarpathian region. He said he meets with Ruthenian representatives because they are part of Czechoslovakia's history. The Czech Republic's ambassador to Ukraine, Radek Matula, was summoned to the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry of the matter. According to official data, there are approximately 10,000 Ruthenians living in this region of Ukraine, but its members, who do not have the status of a minority, say the figures are underrated. Ukraine considers Ruthenians a pro-Russian colony which threatens the integrity of the country. President Miloš Zeman has said he does not consider it wise of the Chinese authorities to boycott Czech cultural events in China, but that he understands the reason for doing so. Speaking on a visit to Belgrade, the Czech head of state, who has made a big effort to further Czech-Chinese ties, said that the mayor of Prague, Zdeněk Hřib, had sown the wind and the whole country was now reaping the whirlwind. Mr. Zeman said the Prague mayor was clearly under the impression that he could mould his own foreign policy, rejecting the principle of one China at Prague City Hall, which was not the case. In 2016, the then Czech government, which under the Czech constitution is responsible for moulding the country's foreign policy, set the ground for a more pragmatic policy line in relation to China, signing an agreement on bilateral cooperation that pledged to respect the one China policy. Artificial intelligence is of immense importance to the Czech Republic since it is the future of the Czech industry, Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said at a conference on artificial intelligence and ethics organised by the Czech Academy of Sciences in Prague. Mr. Babiš said that the process of robotisation, which was already underway, would in time help resolve the ongoing labour shortage which is holding back many Czech companies. He said the Czech Republic was one of the leaders in artificial intelligence and was up to the challenge of hosting a European Intelligence Centre in Prague. He added that the idea had received support from the other Visegrad 4 states. A final decision is expected at the start of next year, and the centre is expected to start operating within a matter of months. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Friday should be clear to partly cloudy, with day temperatures between 21 and 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague International, the Czech Radio's foreign service. Coming up in today's programme, Pristina shuns Prague summit as the Czech president tells Serbia he seeks to revoke Kosovo recognition. A new debate erupts over the use of the "ova" suffix in Czech female surnames. And later, we take a closer look at Czech Radio's Firefly charity project as it introduced theatre for the blind. All that coming up, so please stay with us. The Czech Republic is hosting a summit on Thursday of prime ministers from fellow Visegrad 4 countries and their Western Balkan counterparts. Representatives of Kosovo, however, will be conspicuously absent at today's summit in the wake of a slew of insults by the Czech head of state this week, who suggested revoking recognition of Kosovo as an independent nation. Brian Kennedy reports.
Czech President Miloš Zeman kicked off a two-day visit to Serbia on Tuesday by telling his counterpart Aleksandar Vučić of his affection for the Slavic country. In a hushed tone, barely audible over the sound of the Czech delegation's plane idling on the tarmac, Mr. Zeman also expressed his distinct lack of affection for the majority ethnic Albanian and Muslim breakaway Republic of Kosovo.
We are very pleased and very glad to see you here.
It is a pleasure for me. I like Serbia.
We know
Serbian people.
We know that, and you are Serbian.
I dislike Kosovo.
Thanks a lot. Wish you all the best.
Oh, yes.
Please feel at home.
In case you didn't quite get that, the Czech president said, I like Serbia. I dislike Kosovo. At a later televised press conference following a closed-door meeting between the presidents, Mr. Zeman went on to characterize Kosovo as, quote, a state led by war criminals, which he felt, quote, had no place among the community of democratic nations. Mr. Zeman lamented that he could not revoke Kosovo's recognition on his own, saying, I'm not a dictator. But he did promise to raise the issue at an October meeting of the highest constitutional officials of the Czech Republic. Among such officials is Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs Tomáš Petříček, who promptly dismissed the possibility of a reversal of Prague's position on Kosovo.
I see no reason for holding such a debate at the moment, although I am, of course, open to hearing the President's views on the topic. But a priority of Czech foreign policy is to try to help stabilize the entire Western Balkan region.
The war between Serbia and Kosovo ended in 1999 after a controversial NATO bombing campaign, at which time Zeman was prime minister and supported the alliance's military intervention. The Czech Republic is among the 23 members of the European Union and 100 members of the United Nations to have recognized Kosovo, which declared its independence in 2008. Among the countries refusing to do so are Russia and China, with which President Miloš Zeman has courted favor and tried to deepen ties, often against the wishes of the government. Thursday's V4 Western Balkans summit in Prague is part of a wider effort to boost ties, ensuring a lasting peace in the former Yugoslavia and eventually bringing its republics into the EU fold. For that to happen, aspiring members must settle all territorial disputes. Serbia and Kosovo signed an EU-brokered deal to mend ties in 2013, but those efforts stalled when Belgrade blocked Pristina last year from joining Interpol, triggering a tit-for-tat 100% tax on Serb imports. Since then, Serbia has stepped up efforts to get countries to withdraw their recognition of Kosovo. Mr. Vučić told reporters he was certain Zeman's words, quote, are reaching more and more ears in Europe, and that people understand that things are not as black and white as once thought.
Brian Kennedy with that report there. Moving on, should Czech women be able to choose whether or not to use the ending Ovar in their surname? A debate over the question has flared up again after the cabinet approved a draft law on birth registers, which denies women the possibility to do so. The Pirate Party calls it discriminatory and wants to reverse the decision in the lower house. Ruth Frankova looked into the story.
Most Czech female surnames typically end with the suffix ova, which serves to denote the grammatical gender. However, there has been a trend in recent years among Czech women to ditch the ending and use the masculine form of their surname. The government last week approved a draft law on birth registers, names and surnames, which rejects the option. According to Deputy Prime Minister Jan Hamáček, the ova ending is part of Czech grammar. Most linguists, including Karel Oliva, have welcomed the decision.
As compared to English, the structure of Czech sentence is different, so we don't distinguish such categories like sentential subject, sentential object, by position in the sentence, but by case endings. And if we do not attach something like Ova or similar suffixes to Czech women names. We are unable to express the case, and also we are unable to express the gender. So if we don't add it, so it seems that the name has no case, and moreover, it seems that it's a masculine name. It's not a feminine name, which then obviously brings up some discrepancies in communication.
Mr. Oliver also points out that the use of the typical ending ova was documented in the oldest written sources of the Czech language. He says that while women should have the freedom to use whatever form of surname they prefer, the official codification should respect Czech grammar.
The law which is presently under discussion is a law about how these names should be written into official documents. There is no law concerning the Czech language which in any way prescribes how the names should be used informally in everyday communication. And I guess that everyone is free to choose which name she, in this case, would use in everyday life. As far as bureaucracy is concerned, I would say that the traditional approach should be taken.
Those who are in favour of change argue that such a practice discriminates women, denying them the right to decide about something as important as their own name. Gender linguist Jana Valdrová.
A woman can refuse the ending ova only if she is a foreigner, has a foreign nationality, lives with a foreigner, or has a temporary residence in a foreign country. Why does the state care about where I want to live? That makes the state act like Big Brother, who spies on us and wants to know our plans.
The draft law on birth registers, names and surnames is currently being debated by MPs in the lower house. The Pirate Party is hoping to push through an amendment to the law that would give women their say in the matter. Whether they succeed or not, the new law should come into effect as of July next year.
And that was Ruth Frankova's report. Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague International, the foreign service of Czech Radio, where it's now time for our main feature of the day. One of Czech Radio's leading charity projects is in aid of the blind and visually impaired. Established in 2003, Svetlushka, or Firefly, annually collects around 15 million crowns to be distributed among people with impaired eyesight, not just to help them cope, but to enjoy life to the full. At the same time, it raises public awareness of the problem, giving the sighted a chance to find out what it's like to manage daily activities without this key sense. Daniela Lazareva has more.
Thousands of young volunteers dressed in black and white, sporting the characteristic feelers and the Firefly logo, hit the streets of Czech towns and cities at the start of this week to collect money for Czech Radio's charity project Svetlushka. Like its namesake, the Firefly, the project aims to bring a little light, as it says, to the lives of the blind and visually impaired. The annual series of events involving Czech radio personalities, athletes and singers raises millions of crowns every year. Last year it was close to 16 million. The money is distributed among individuals and centres helping people with impaired vision to cope, going to finance things like special school aids, the translation of school textbooks into Braille, computers with voice output, requalification programs and protected workshops, training and education in self-reliance and spatial orientation, as well as audiobooks. Money is not just collected by thousands of volunteers in the streets of Czech cities. People can make donations via their mobile phone, send money to the Svetlushka account, or attend one of the annual events organized to help the cause. That's take part in the Svetlushka night race, have coffee in the Svetlushka mobile cafe. That's a cafe where you're served coffee in the dark by blind waiters. Buy the Svetlushka calendar, attend the annual Svetlushka charity concert, or assist the Christmas with Svetlushka project by buying Christmas decorations made by visually impaired people in protected workshops. Every year, Czech Radio tries to bring something new to the project, and this year it is a series of theatre performances with detailed commentary by a Czech radio announcer, specially tailored to meet the needs of the blind. The Verze Theatre Ensemble, which came up with the idea, selected a play called The Lie. Staged in Prague's Mana Theatre, it revolves around the lies that people tell in relationships, with running commentary on what the actors are doing at any given time. Here's what it sounds like.
Dojdu pro lahev, půjdu s tebou.
Obě vstávají.
Ne, počkej!
Alice odchází vpravo, kde je zřejmě kuchyně.
Proč byste tam chodili spolu?
Gabriela Drastichová from Czech Radio's Endowment Fund explains how the idea to give these special performances arose.
Světluška se angažuje jak v pomoci nevědomým a slabozrakým, tak má za sebou se.
In addition to helping the blind to meet their basic needs, we try to give them some enjoyment as well. So for some time Czech Radio has been producing special sports commentaries for the blind from football, hockey and tennis matches. And the Verze Theatre Ensemble approached us with this idea, saying if it works for sports, why don't we try it with a play?
Krásně propojit, když to fungovalo u sportu, tak proč by to nefungovalo?
They did, and everyone was pleased with the result. Actor Petr Lněnička says that while the actors had to slow down or make an extra pause in different places to give the commentator time to fill in the audience, they quickly established a rapport, and the result was just as they had envisaged it. Radio announcer Petr Herget says he's happy to be part of the endeavor.
Já mám z toho dobrý pocit, mě docela spadl kámen ze srdce a měl jsem radost.
I'm very pleased with the way it turned out. I was very relieved to see it working. In fact, as we got into the play, I really connected with the actors.
Tak jsem se tak nějak snad pěkně napojil na ty herce.
On nesvíší, než když ti říká, že tě podvedla, to je pravda. Ona lže.
The play has been a big success and the audience is clearly appreciative of the effort. Kateřina Hegrová says it was a big improvement compared to a regular theatre performance.
Bylo to udělané dobře. Bylo super, třeba že tam byly popsané gesta.
It was very well done, and what was great about it is that he knew everything that was going on, even gestures that we would otherwise have missed.
Kdy nevěděli, že se na tom dějí.
After 16 years, Svetlushka has selected a new logo, combining Braille and a formation of stars, which perfectly reflects its motto, We Shine in the Dark. The Svetlushka Mobile Cafe is a bit out of reach now. It's currently in the town of Jičín. Its stunt in Prague having ended in June, but there's still plenty of time to attend the charity concert, which is scheduled for October 19th and will take place at the Prague Crossroads in the Deconsecrated Church of St. Anne, an international spiritual center now established by the Dagmar and Václav Havel Foundation, Vision 97. The late Czech president was, by the way, one of the patrons of the Svetlushka project. The concert will feature leading Czech musicians and bands, among them Chinaski, Lenka Filipová, Miroš Birka, David Koller, Xindl X and Jananas, Tereza Černochová and Jakub Ondra, who will perform together with blind musicians. And traditionally, the concert will also be broadcast live by Czech radio and television. Now, if you'd like to help the Svetlushka or Firefly cause, the simplest way is to give a donation with an SMS. You'll find details about how to do that and other ways of helping on Radio Prague's webpage.
Daniela Lazarová with that report there on Czech Radio's Svetlushka charity program. If you have any comments about today's program, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But that is all for now from me, Tom McEncrow. Thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.